Stop 10, Crossroads Barn. The yellow building at the bottom of the hill is our Crossroads Barn, home to different livestock depending on the time of the year. Our female sheep give birth in the lambing pens and then watch their lambs jumping about the pasture in the spring. Fall or winter might bring larger livestock like our cows. Year-round, chickens might be found grazing around one of our eggmobiles, mobile chicken coops that can be moved about the pasture to give the chickens access to fresh grass and insects. You can learn more about how the eggmobile works by trying out the puzzle on the left wall inside the front barn door. There is also a drum carding machine used to comb wool to be spun into yarn and knit or woven into cloth. Rotate the handle and see how much energy it takes to get from sheep to sweater. The Crossroads Barn was designed to illustrate the connections between farming and nature. Did you know that Drummond Farm grows much of the hay that our animals eat right here on the property? We could use even more of our land for hayfields or cropland, but we purposely leave some areas uncut as habitat for the wildlife that depend on these field-forest edges as their source of food and shelter. After you explore the Crossroads Barn, you may choose to walk down the road to the right to visit the Deer Pen and Boyce Field, our 20-acre cropland, where we grow produce for our farm stand, farmers market, community-supported agriculture shares, and local restaurants. The road becomes uneven and rutted from this point and can be quite muddy in wet seasons. If you choose to skip this optional part of the tour, continue on the main road towards the farmyard. As you walk down the road, be on the alert for our hayride. The tractor-pulled wagon goes by about every 15 minutes on weekday mornings and all day on weekends from April through October, so watch out on the road as the hay wagon slowly lumbers past. If you would like to take a ride yourself, you can buy a ticket and board the wagon at the Red Barn.